Now joined by head coach Chelsea Jones over at Grundy R5. The Lady Panthers, they've been looking at the schedule here and had East Harrison unable to play because of COVID. There have been a couple of games for Grundy. Weather looks great this week, so I think one of the issues for Grundy has just been not able to get enough games in and enough repetition of getting into that game-type situation. So it's 0-2, still looking for that first win, but three games in the next four nights. And I know in talking with Coach Jones a couple of weeks ago that the girls are really looking forward to just getting some games in at this point, getting that repetition, are they not?
Yes, they definitely are. We talked the other night at practice. We're all getting tired of practicing over and over. We're ready for some actual games.
It looks like, at least early on, you've had a little bit of trouble keeping runs off the board from your opponents. You gave up 11 to Gilman and then 20 to Novinger. Is it just a combination of pitchers getting hit pretty good, defense not being able to get off the field? Is it just all the things that come with just needing to get that repetition?
It's definitely a combination. I know the other night at Novinger, we had two outs on the board and just a little infield pop-up that should have been caught, got us out of the situation, but little bobble, and we ended up being on the field longer than we should have.
And those things add, I'm always amazed in softball how it feels like if you give a team an extra out, you can blink, and the next thing you know, there's six runs on the board.
Yeah, and that's pretty well how this one ended up.
So I'm sure you haven't seen it at this point, Coach, with a couple of losses, but if your team is playing their best, whether it be hitting, pitching, defense, what are the things that you're looking for that you feel like you've seen in practice, now you need to bring it to the game field?
I've seen a lot of improvement with the batting. The girls are getting more aggressive. They're getting up there actually looking for a pitch to hit, not just standing there watching it. It's just a few little things we need to clean up on the field that, you know, are causing us some runs.
And, yeah, I talk with coaches all the time, and Mercer mentioned this to me this morning, how you feel about your game or your self-confidence level. That's so much into how you play. If you've had some struggles and then you have an error, you think, here we go again. Where if you're playing well and you have an error, you think, okay, we'll get over this because we've had some success. So getting the girls into the right frame of mind, that's huge, is it not?
It is definitely huge, and we've talked about that these last couple days at practice after that Novinger game. We're like, okay, we cannot let this get in our heads. If you make an error, you have got to get the over this, go on to the next play, because the next play is more important than the past play.
You kind of want to flush, for lack of a better word, the Novinger game, because, you know, it's a kind of a rough one for the girls. You got all these games this week, but in between, you know, you can look at the fact that you didn't play at Green City. That's a game that got postponed, but was it almost as hurtful for the girls last week? I guess hurtful is probably the wrong word, but they just weren't able to practice, I would assume, because of the wetness of the turf and everything. That makes it hard to improve.
It definitely does. Indoor practices are not near as effective as an outdoor practice.
So you mentioned the bats already, and yeah, in some games, and this is where you need to keep the run total down, but you score 7 against Gilman and you scored 5 against Novinger. That, if you can improve holding other teams down, that would be effective enough to win games.
Yes, it would. So as soon as we figure out this Gilman thing, get those errors cleaned up, I think we'll be doing pretty good.
Yeah, I was talking with Coach Preston at Gilman about that specific game. It was an 11-7 win for Gilman City. You got the jump on them early, didn't you? Did you put up a big number in the first or second inning?
I'm trying to think which one that was. I know Novinger, or maybe it was Novinger. Novinger, we had a pretty good jump right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Gilman, I think that was the one where a pitcher stepped up and she just struck out the first three batters. So we had a real quick first inning.
I mean, I'm trying to remember the specifics from that conversation. I can't remember if you had a lead, but it sounded like Gilman, at least from the Hawks' perspective, was off to a little bit of a slower start. And that's pretty good Gilman City team that you saw last week, was it not?
It definitely was. I was impressed by a lot of their different things they had going on.
Yeah, freshman class over at Gilman City making a big difference, and they have a good and Snuffer, good returning veteran pitcher. So, Coach, let's look at the schedule this week. You got Tri-County coming up tonight, and I know against Winston, they didn't have the start that they wanted of the season. What do you know about Tri-County at this point?
Honestly, this year, I don't know a whole lot about Tri-County.
Is that kind of, with you being a first-year head coach, so much of it is you want to get better as a team, but you're also not terribly familiar with the conference, so you're kind of learning on the fly, are you not?
Definitely learning as we're going. So, I mean, there's a few names here and there from some schools that I recognize, but for the most part, I don't know a whole lot about the team, so I go into most of these games pretty optimistic.
Well, and I'm sure you know this, too, because this is the kind of the way we were talking about the GRC this year, kind of being Maysville, and then you got a lot of teams trying to get to that level. I don't know if they're going to get to that level, but kind of beating on one another. I think you could certainly make the same argument that the HDC, you got North Harrison, as they've separated themselves, and then you're going to have a lot of teams that are pretty competitive with one another.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping to see this year, is a lot of competitiveness here in the HDC.
What do you hope to see from the girls, Coach? You got Tri-County on the road tonight. You got Winston at home tomorrow, and then you got North Harrison on the road on Thursday, and we know about the challenge that North Harrison is. But getting three games in four nights, where do you hope that you see the most improvement over the next four nights?
I'd really like to see the girls get out of their heads. I've noticed in these last couple of games, you know, once things start to go downhill, they really get in their heads. And a lot of it's just from being so young. I mean, we have a pretty young team here, and none of them have that experience of, okay, it's time to shake this off and head to the next play.
Milan tournament. So, you were supposed to be in the Milan tournament on Saturday. That got washed out, not necessarily from rain falling, but wet conditions over there. That's been moved to Saturday. So as far as having a busy week, you're going to have a busy week. There's no question about that. You've been hitting the ball fairly well, Coach. You put 12 runs on the board over two games. Anybody stand out as really swinging the bat well for the Lady Panthers thus far?
I would say our biggest batter right now is Kate Phillips. She had a great game the other night against Gilman.
Did you feel like, you know, it sounded like if you look at the two games thus far, Novinger was kind of a setback. Gilman City ran into a pretty good team, but fairly competitive. Did you feel like that the girls, from a confidence level, they had a little bit going off of the Gilman City game, and then they have to build it back up after Novinger?
I would say that is definitely an accurate statement. So,
5 o'clock today over at Tri-County will be the matchup. Grundy are 5 at Tri-County. They will host Winston 5:30 on Tuesday, and then head up to Eagleville, take on North Harrison on Thursday. And I'm looking at Misha here, Coach. I mentioned the Milan tournament got moved to Saturday, but you guys probably can't be in Milan because you got the HDC tournament, right?
No, I believe the HDC tournament is October 3rd.
Okay. So that's got.
It was
moved.
Originally supposed to be this weekend, but from my understanding, that's October 3rd now.
I think I remember hearing that too, and I don't know the order that these are going to run in, but I recorded Mercer earlier this morning. So if we mention the conference tournament at Bethany Saturday with Mercer, we got some information that it looks like it's going to be October 3rd, according to Coach Jones. Chelsea, appreciate the time. Good luck with the games coming up this week.
Thank you.